Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. I'm excited to share with you today as we dive into a powerful passage from the Gospel of John that speaks about the true light that came into our world. The Bible verse for today is taken from John chapter 1, verses 9 to 10. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. That's John chapter 1, verses 9 to 10.
Think about the incredible paradox presented here. The very one through whom the world was created, the architect of every galaxy, every mountain, every heartbeat, walked among us. Every flower that blooms, every star that shines, came into being through him. Yet somehow the world didn't recognize its own creator. It's like an author stepping into their own story, and the characters failing to recognize the one who gave them life. This light wasn't meant to be distant or unreachable. Jesus came to illuminate every corner of human existence, to help us see truth clearly, to understand our purpose, and to know God intimately. He didn't just shine his light from afar. He became one of us, experiencing our joys and sorrows, our triumphs and struggles. Despite being the source of all creation, he chose to enter our world in humility, not demanding recognition, but offering himself as a gift to anyone willing to receive him. Have you ever stopped to consider what it means that God chose to make our world his permanent home? This wasn't a brief visit or a temporary stay. This was the creator of the universe deciding to fully immerse himself in his creation. The magnitude of this decision is nothing short of extraordinary. God didn't just speak to us from a distance or send a message through intermediaries. He stepped directly into our world, walked on the same earth we walk on, breathed the same air we breathe. This radical act of becoming one of us reveals the depth of his love and his desire for intimate connection with humanity. Think about it. The one who spoke galaxies into existence, who crafted the delicate patterns of a snowflake, who designed the intricate complexity of human DNA, chose to confine himself to human form. He experienced hunger, felt pain, knew what it was like to be tired, to laugh with friends, to shed tears. This wasn't just a divine being putting on a human costume. This was God fully embracing the human experience. This decision to make our world his home completely transforms our understanding of God's relationship with us. He's not a distant deity observing from afar, but a loving father who moved into the neighborhood. His presence here wasn't just about fulfilling a mission. It was about establishing a permanent connection with us, bridging the gap between heaven and earth in the most personal way possible. When we truly grasp this reality, it changes everything about how we see ourselves and our world. Every street corner becomes sacred space. Every human interaction holds the potential for divine encounter because God has made this world his dwelling place. As we journey through life, God's light manifests itself in countless ways, often in moments we might overlook if we're not paying attention. Think about those unexpected bursts of joy that seem to come out of nowhere. A child's laughter, a stunning sunset, or the warm embrace of a loved one. These aren't just random occurrences. They're glimpses of divine light breaking through our everyday experiences.
Sometimes this light shows up in seasons of growth when we find ourselves becoming stronger through challenges we never thought we could overcome. Other times, it appears in moments of healing, not just physical healing, but those deep soul-level restorations that happen when we least expect them. It might be a conversation that mends a broken relationship, or a moment of clarity that helps us let go of long-held hurts. The relationships in our lives are perhaps one of the most powerful ways God's light shines through. Think about the friend who calls exactly when you need someone to talk to, or the stranger who shows unexpected kindness at just the right moment. These connections aren't coincidences, they're channels through which God's love flows into our lives. When we pause to recognize these blessings, something remarkable happens. We start to see patterns of grace woven through our days. That difficult situation that led to unexpected growth, the challenging relationship that taught us patience, the loss that somehow made room for something new, all of these are ways God's light has been quietly illuminating our path. Even in our darkest moments, if we look carefully, we can often find traces of this light. It might appear as inner strength we didn't know we had, or as hope that somehow persists despite circumstances. These too are manifestations of God's presence, proving that His light continues to shine even when the world feels dim. As we stand on the threshold of a new year, let's consider how we can carry this divine light forward with intention and purpose. Each of us has the incredible opportunity to become a vessel of God's light, reflecting His love in ways both big and small. It's not about grand gestures or dramatic transformations. Sometimes it's as simple as offering a genuine smile to someone who's having a rough day. Think about the daily interactions that fill your life: the morning coffee run, the quick chat with a neighbor, the exchange with a coworker. Each of these moments presents an opportunity to let God's light shine through. When we approach these encounters with mindfulness and grace, we become living testimonies to His transformative love. Remember that transformation isn't always immediate or obvious. Like a seed planted in soil, God's light works in us gradually, creating change from the inside out. Maybe this year that means being more patient with ourselves and others. Perhaps it means choosing kindness when it would be easier to respond with indifference, or it could mean extending forgiveness even when it feels impossible. As we move forward, let's embrace the understanding that we don't need to manufacture this light. We simply need to position ourselves to receive it and let it flow through us. When we align our hearts with God's presence, we naturally become conduits of His love. Every act of compassion, every word of encouragement, every moment of genuine listening becomes a way of spreading His light in a world that desperately needs it.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of Your infinite love revealed through Jesus, the Creator who stepped into creation. Thank You for bringing Your light into our world, not as a distant beacon, but as a living presence, walking among us and sharing our joys and sorrows. Lord, help us recognize Your light in the beauty of everyday moments and in the love we share with one another. Let us carry that light into the world, becoming vessels of Your grace and compassion. May our words and actions reflect the hope and transformation You bring to our lives, illuminating even the darkest corners. Guide us to be mindful of Your presence, to pause and see Your hand at work, and to share Your light with those who need it most. As we walk forward, may we always remember that Your light within us is enough to bring hope, healing, and love to the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.